Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada. President Trump traveled to Nevada for the, 12th time? Huge crowd in Elko. Turned out for what I call a hangar rally with Air Force One as a stunning backdrop to the speech. How was the president received? Well, joining us now, the guy that did the speech, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, you're back in Nevada for the 12th time, believe it or not, and you're supporting the reelection of Senator Dean Heller. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Dean, how it has evolved? You admitted, I know during the Las Vegas rally that I was at, that there was a time not too long ago when you guys didn't like each other. What changed?
Right. Well, I didn't know Dean, and I had just started running for office, and then I ran for office, and I had nothing. I really didn't know very much about him, other than he was known as a strong guy and a smart guy, but I didn't know him, and he didn't know me, and I think instinctively, maybe, we didn't like each other very much, and there was never much of a relationship, and then I got elected, and I had to start working with senators and others, and Dean was right at the forefront. He was fantastic, and we actually have become friends, and that's why I'm out here today to support Dean Heller and also Adam Laxalt, who's going to be a terrific governor. They have to win. It's very important. You know, when the federal government works with people, you have to be able to get along with those people. So Dean's relationship with me has really evolved, and I think it's been very, very special, very great. We even flew out here together.
I noticed that. I noticed the two of you getting off Air Force One
right
together. You took a lot of flack from Democrats in the last week for describing their party as a, quote, angry mob. Now, in the last few days here in Nevada, I think you probably know about this by now, we had a Democrat operative physically assault Adam Laxalt's campaign manager.
Right.
Do you have any regrets at introducing the term mob into our political lexicon, or is it just brutally honest?
No, it's honest. And wouldn't you be shocked if I said I had regret? Would you be surprised if I said, oh, I'd like
I would
to
be apologize? Shocked.
You would be, you'd probably turn off the interview and say, that's not Trump. That's somebody else. No, I no interest in that at all. I will tell you, they become angry, they become bitter. And you saw that with the hearings. And actually, you saw it with the Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch hearing. But to an extent that was at least within the bounds of taste. This last situation, what they did with Brett Kavanaugh was just one of the worst things I've ever seen. And it was all fiction, made-up stuff. They tried to ruin his life, his family, his kids. He's got these two beautiful, wonderful daughters. And what they did to him, and I think that's one of the reasons the Republican Party is so totally energized. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I think the rallies help also, the rallies that I've been doing. You know, you see the spirit. But I really believe that the way they treated Justice Kavanaugh has been, while horrible, it's really helped the Republican Party.
Again, the President of the United States joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, joining us from Elko, where he just got off the stage. It looks like the so-called caravan with over, 4,000 Central American migrants has been turned around at the Mexican border. I want to know how you did this. No other president's ever been able to work with Mexico like this.
No other president's been able to do it because I think they respect me and I respect them. I don't think they had any respect for our previous leaders. And they respect me, and they know I'm not playing games. And I called them, and I said, really, I would appreciate your help. This can't happen. Don't forget, they have to travel over 1,000 miles up through Mexico. So Mexico is able to do a lot. And frankly, we talked to Honduras. We said, we're paying you millions and millions of dollars in one case, $300 million. That's a lot of money, by the way. And we're giving aid to these countries, and they're allowing this to happen. And we said, we're not going to let you do this. And it stopped. El Salvador also, it stopped. And Mexico, though, in particular, has been fantastic. We really appreciate it.
Mr. President, I know we have a limited amount of time. I got one final question. It's a point of personal privilege for me. I want to ask a personal question, and I put it to your son, Eric, earlier this week on my show here. He was a guest on my program. How do you get up every morning and fight for all of us when every day you are battling the fake news media, resistance, the deep state, and even folks within your own party? They're all hell-bent on destroying your administration. How do you do it?
They are hell-bent. It's terrible. And, you know, you think they'd like low taxes. You think they'd like a strong military, good education, all the things we're doing. But I guess it's something beyond that. I really enjoy it only because we're achieving. If we weren't winning, I think I'd probably be like anybody else would be because the attack is so vicious. The New York Times, I could do the greatest thing in the world, and they would make it look bad. I could do, you know, between the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN is just ridiculous. People aren't even watching it anymore. It's so ridiculous. Their ratings are down the tubes. But, you know, when you win, Kevin, you know this because you've been doing great for a long time. Your ratings are phenomenal, and you've been doing great, so you know about winning because in your business it's all about the ratings, unfortunately or fortunately. When you win, you feel a little bit differently, and we have done more and completed more than any administration in the first 2 years, and we're still, you know, really 3 months shy of that, 2.5 months shy of that. So we still have a ways to go, but we have, in 2 years, we have done more than any other administration in the history of our country, and that makes me happy. So we have to fight these artificial forces and real forces. I mean, they're real forces. They make up Russia stuff, and they do so many different things, and we fight it, but we're winning, and we're really achieving something great for the people of this country. That makes me happy.
Mr. President, thanks so much for all you've done for our country, for our state. Safe travels as you continue on this, five-state tour. Hope we can talk again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being so nice. Thank you, Kevin, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thanks a lot.